Well, I didn't say anything about my religious life.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I did. We did talk about church.
Mm-hmm.
Revivals, maybe.
What do you mean?
You know how the Baptists have revivals?
Mm-hmm.
So you might have gone more into the religious aspects of living.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say anything about your religious life?
Well, I sort of had an unusual one, I think, because I was Jewish.
Because there are not many Jewish families
right.
in Yuma, you said.
That's right. I often went to the Baptist church just to visit.
Uh-huh.
And once I was asked to come down to the front to testify. Let me preface. The minister was an evangelist and came to town, and they were having a tent revival, and I
mm-hmm.
went. And
mm-hmm.
he said, "Everyone who does not believe in Jesus, look at me." No, everyone who has not been saved, look at me. And I said to myself, "Well, what should I do?" You know, because I knew I hadn't. And then he said, "If you don't have the Lord within you, look at me." And everyone was looking at the floor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally decided it would be dishonest to look at the floor.
Mm.
So I looked up, and he said, "You!" I was about 12. And called me down to the front, and all my friends were pushing me into the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up, he kept saying, "Come on down. Come on down, honey. You know, this is just, we're all right. Just come on." And people were kind of pushing me along.
Did he know that you were Jewish?
No, he was visiting evangelist.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so when I got down to the front, he was making it part of his sermon, you know. And when I got down to the front, I whispered in his ear that I was Jewish, that I was a visitor. And he said, "Well, you need this more than anybody." And let me see. I don't know. None of those kids would ever come to my services,
mm-hmm.
although I
mm-hmm.
went to theirs quite often.
Mm-hmm.
There are also some Holy Rollers who lived back behind my house. There was a Holy Roller church.
What are Holy Rollers exactly?
Well, it's a religious group. I don't know any other name for them. They call themselves Holy Rollers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a minister and congregate, and he preaches until they all get the Spirit one by one. And when you have the Spirit, you roll around on the floor.
You really roll?
They really roll.
Right.
And they would really roll.
Uh-huh.
And scream and carry on. Mm. The only one, this is interesting, I think, the only one who would not be doing that would be the preacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, were there other churches other than the Baptist? Was there a Methodist church?
Yes, there is a Methodist church and Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And there's a small Catholic church that was built.
Mm.
While I was in grade school, and there aren't very many of them, but there are a few.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Jewish temple?
No. There was no temple in the area until 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And before that time, Jewish services were held in our living room by just the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1950, they built a temple in McGee, Arkansas, which is 20 miles south of Dumas.
Mm-hmm.
And three communities use it.
Mm-hmm.
We draw people from three little towns. And it has about 80 people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to say about that? I really just have one other question, which is, to ask what your attitude is toward language in general, especially language usage. Do you change your language according to who you're talking to? And do you think that people should?
Mm.
Does it matter what sort of English people use?
I don't think it matters on a day-to-day basis.